Shoulder, Matt Slauson, thigh and toe, Ego Ferguson, knee, Brunell McPhee, knee, Tracy Porter, hamstring. Any questions?
John, have you ruled Jay out at this point for Sunday?
Nope. You know, we're just taking it day to day, and you know, we'll see what tomorrow brings, and we don't rule anybody out for games until Friday.
Be a little bit more beat up than you'd hope for this point in the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think every coach in the league would prefer to be 100% healthy. You know, it's not reality. But I think, answer to your question, I'd prefer we were 100% healthy, yes.
John, what's it mean for the secondary to get Tracy back on the field and practicing?
Yeah, I think, you know, our medical people have done a good job. You know, he's had a hamstring as well. To get him back on the field, he looked pretty good today. Took some limited reps, and, you know, we'll see how he reacts to that today, this afternoon and overnight, and, you know, see what he's able to do tomorrow. But I think anytime you get your guys back on the field, it's helpful.
And there was a national report out there that Jay would miss a couple of weeks. Is that an erroneous report, or how would you characterize it?
Well, you know, I don't know how they pick coin flips and how they are at the track. You know, I don't know how they would know, and we don't.
How is your game planning different this week, knowing that you have Jimmy? Is Jimmy different than Jay in exception one or one?
Well, I mean, you know, Jimmy played at probably a little over a half last week. So, you know, as I mentioned after that game, I think, you know, whether you're Brandon Whedon or Jimmy Clausen or whatever backup quarterback or whatever backup position there is in the league, you're one play away from being the starter. I think, you know, Jimmy got considerable more reps today than he, say, did last Wednesday. You know, so we'll have to wait and see.
Does the news and Cam Chancellor change anything in terms of preparation?
You know, not really. I think, you know, there's a lot of guys on our staff that have experience playing against them and obviously know what his strengths are and, you know, how fast they implement them. You know, we'll just kind of, you know, track that throughout the week and, you know, we'll be prepared whoever they play.
Talk so much lack of pass rush. Is that somewhere you just need more progress or more improvement, or is there something that could be done to kind of spark that?
Well, it's really, you know, the combined pass defense. You know, we haven't been very good on third down. We haven't been real good in the red area. You know, that's not just all passes, but there are runs involved in some of those areas as well. But, you know, pass defense is the combination of coverage and rush. So I think after 2 weeks, you know, not 12 weeks, we're kind of where we are, and there's a lot of areas of our football team we need to improve at.
No sacks right now doesn't worry you, just 2 games.
Well, I mean, I think 0-2 worries me more than no sacks.
John, we talk so much about Jay, but did Jimmy have a good preseason, a good training camp in your eyes? Does he have a good grasp of what Adam wants to do?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, anybody we pick on the 53-man roster did something right, you know, and he's part of that.
How do you convey to the locker room how to process this 0-2 start and how they should sort of take it in and figure out where to go?
Well, it's not a matter of processing. It was very evident. It's behind us, and right now all our focus and energy is directed at the Seattle Seahawks. You know, I don't want them thinking about 0-2. Maybe you do, but I don't.
John, Jimmy has to go, and he were to get in the Ector and not be effective. Is David Fields caught up? Is he 100% now with the time he missed? Is he ready if he has to go?
He's probably about as caught up as most third quarterbacks in this league are.
Couple more and we'll bring in Coach Mangio.
John, what does Russell do so well in terms of mobility that strains you as a defense?
Well, he's a terrific athlete. I think you know, I think it speeds up even a little bit more on turf than on natural grass. He's a tremendous competitor. He was in college and he has been, you know, pretty immediate impact for their football team, you know, going back to his rookie year. So you know, he's you know, for a shorter guy, he does find windows in the rush, and you know, he buys time, and they've got excellent speed, team speed, especially on offense, that you know, can get open. You know, they've added a tight end in the offseason that's been known for his receiving ability, and I'm sure they're going to try to find, you know, increased ways to get him involved.
John, do you believe in a sophomore slump with pro players that sometimes their second year they might think too much, might inhibit them on the field?
You know, the thing's hard all the time. There are slumps in sport, regardless of what sport. I don't know that I would say it has to be the second year or the second game or, you know, it just happens in professional sports no matter what sport you're talking about.
John, how does your defensive, how does the kind of approach change a little bit to go from two more stationary pocket quarterbacks to now Wilson, who obviously can do some real damage on the perimeter with the last one?
Well, I don't know that I'd classify both the quarterbacks we played as stationary.
Pocket movement more so.
Yeah, I think... I think Russell's very similar to, you know, what we've seen as far as having pocket awareness. He might be a little faster in time speed, but, you know, it's basically a feel of the rush, and he avoids it as good as anybody. But, you know, that guy we saw in week one was pretty good, too.